he spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Morning, Jay.
Good morning.
What's going on?
I've vented frustration before about the, you know, picking up the kids at school and the school lines and the people driving through.
Yeah.
It's not just me. The teachers, you know, they have their frustrations too.
Absolutely. And I couldn't do that job.
No. Oh, it drive me crazy.
No.
I
don't have a lot of tolerance for people who complain about teachers. Just simply because I don't think they could do it. You know, most of us couldn't do it.
No.
In Boston, there's a gym teacher that regularly helps attend the line to help get kids picked up.
He says
constantly people are speeding through there. It's a 20-mile-an-hour zone. People are constantly driving faster. They've got crosswalk signs. He says part of that problem is they're not paying attention. They're going too fast. The crosswalk sign keeps getting run over.
Oh, no.
But I'm not really laughing. That's terrible. But what in the heck?
He has the solution, though, that appears to be working well.
Okay.
He put Tom Brady's face on the crosswalk sign. Now, keep in mind, this is Boston.
Yep.
There are places where people would deliberately hit that sign with Tom Brady's face. But in Boston...
He
said it is slowing people down, and the sign has not been hit once.
That's so bad.
The women keep stealing it.
In Milwaukee, there's a guy who's about to learn in court that when the police say you have the right to remain silent, you should exercise that right.
They're my favorite people. They make good stories.
Yes. Oh, yes, they do. He was arrested. He led police on a high-speed chase, eventually crashing his minivan. Yep, a minivan and a high-speed
chase. To live the dream.
You're a real hard one, aren't you? He started making comments unsolicited, however, while being taken to the jail, including admitting that, yeah, I totally crashed because I was looking for directions on my phone as I was looking down. He admitted that he'd been smoking marijuana. So they said, well, why'd you run? He said, I'm on probation. Honestly, I think it was a fight or flight thing.
Was this Jim Carrey in Liar Liar?
I know, that's exactly what it sounds like.
It's a very short Law and Order episode, too. Did you do it? Yeah. Okay.
Police say the chase reached speeds of 100 miles per hour.
In the minivan?
That's exactly what I'm like. What minivan is that?
Good for you.
If you're an Uber rider, probably you know to beware the surge pricing.
Yes.
They can get, get kind of high. Also, apparently, beware Uber's math. A guy in Toronto took an Uber trip. It was a 5-mile ride. Normally would cost about $10. They indicated that there would be surge pricing. He's like, all right, fine. It's 5 miles. You know, how bad could the surge pricing be? When he was emailed his receipt in U.S. dollars, $14,400.
Ooh!
And Uber said, you're paying it.
What?
They said, we are not going to refund it. However... they reconsidered when he did what everybody has done for, I don't know, the last 2 or 3 years. All he did was post the receipt on Twitter, and they're like, oh, that was totally a mistake. But originally they said, no mistake, you owe that.
Yeah, it's become the most effective way to fight back. It works.
Yeah.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing should ever cost $14,000.
Right, but it's more outrageous that you have to actually push it that far.
Yeah.
I mean, someone on the phone should have some common sense to go,
I love how, you know, a few years down the line, you're a little incredulous, but I was at your wedding.
What do you mean? What happened?
Nothing should cost $14,000.
Except for weddings.
Around here?
Wow.
Your face is going on the crossing guard. That's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the...
What?
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.